I sighted the microphone from the green light to the speed trap. Regarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas with mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track. Barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Garino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
Riding and sliding that funk thing today on Long Island's only automotive talk show, Motormouth Radio. Your co-hosts, Ray Guarino and Joe D over here.
Oh, I found the mic. Okay, good, good. I was wondering why that thing wasn't in my face.
That's very good, Joe. You're playing a nice funky riff today. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Got the fingers flying for that one.
I see that. That's very good. It's all good and well. It's in the post-tryptophan phase of the tryptophan phase of... the holiday.
Yeah, tripped in on the fan. Yeah. Still friggin'.
Well, we're having a grand old time here. And we're gonna have a great day today. We're gonna have a good show. We do have our good friend from Automoblog, Mr. Carl Anthony, giving us a call in a little while after our first break. We're gonna catch up on trends and new things. You guys can catch up on us at motormouthradio.com. Follow us on Twitter, Motormouth Radio, or on Instagram. Joe's favorite is
Real_Motormouth Radio.
That's right. We post stuff during the week and all sorts of crazy things we do and get involved in and, you know, things like that. Also, on the website, you can sign up for our newsletter. It'll give you updates on what we did in past shows. You can get involved with our new thing. It's, when you post to hashtag MMR cars. We want to put pictures up of people's cars they had back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, we got ours up there.
Yeah.
So we started off right.
Vic Clint.
And right, yes, you and I both. So we want to do that with our listeners too. We want to see some stuff.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of stories out there behind those cars, especially as time goes by. Usually, you know, it's like, you know, they say certain things jog your memory more than others, like certain smells, certain songs. Right. I think cars are in there too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, you kidding me? For sure.
You ever roll up to a certain, to a car show or something, and somebody goes, oh, I had a car like that, you know, meanwhile, you know, the only thing I had in common was it was four wheels, but, yeah, it was a Chevy, yeah, it was like, yeah, well, you had a Kingswood wagon, and this is a Camaro, but...
Exactly.
But still, it evokes memories, let's face it, you know, of especially people our age, of happier times.
That's
as
right.
a rule, you know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing, I would like to think that anybody listening to this show is definitely... amongst that group, you know, we're all car guys, of course, it transmits to so many ways into, you know, anything with wheels, motorcycles, golf carts, go-karts, you name it. I mean, just mechanical.
Anything with, like, a mechanical heart. You
yeah,
know,
exactly.
Wheels.
It was funny, because just the other day, I had to, I swapped out the TV in the living room, and we still had a big tube set that we were cranking
along. Oh, yeah,
along.
That's right, you did, yeah.
And it finally went down, so, I bought my wife a flat screen, and we put it in. So, I was putting it in the cabinet, and And as I was working, I said to her, okay, I want you to see, this is what I go through all the time with pretty much everything I work on. And she said, what do you mean? And as I was telling her, I was standing there like this, Joe. I had my hand, I was fishing a cable, but I was looking over here. I said, most of what I do, I can't see. You have to have that, you have fingers in your, eyes in your fingers, because...
Oh, yes.
Know that.
Oh, for sure. You know, you got that bolt in some ungodly spot that you manage to get two of your fingers in.
Or I usually end up having a nut, a lock washer, and a flat washer all together.
Right.
And I'm trying to get that up on the bolt without screwing up the alignment of the holes of the washers, and then dropping it into the cavern of whatever's going
to
be.
Just enough pressure to engage, but not enough pressure to push it out.
And I realized that. I said a lot of mechanicking is... It's by feel, you know.
Yes,
it's feel. It's
exactly.
By touch.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of braille in a way.
Yeah.
And I find talking to the various parts. It's like, get on it, you piece of.
Now, like, sometimes
please don't move. Please don't move.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said please.
I know. Sometimes that works, and sometimes it doesn't. On Thanksgiving Day, I took the occasion. You know, during the day, there's nothing for me to do at home. You know, the girls are cooking and doing their thing, and if I sit around, I'm just going to go to sleep. So, you know, I went down to the shop and I worked on the Monte Carlo, on the motion car. I had to put in an airbag, and the car had come with one rear airbag.
Right.
And it literally, I'll tell you what it was like taking the airbag out. As I grabbed pieces of it, it was like cracking pieces of peanut brittle or chocolate.
Right, yeah, just kind of.
It was like hardened. So coming out was real easy.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you that you should fold the bag, open the valve, fold the bag, get all the air out of it, cap it again so it'll keep its form, and then feed it through the spring. And if you could fold it long ways, like a taco, would it be great? But you couldn't. So you fold it short ways, and now it actually stacks up. So it took some. It was a lot of standing there over your head, you know, and just pushing and moving, and the same kind of thing, and just going like, "Wow, you know, is this going to work?" You know, like, how'd the last guy do this?
Seriously.
And you got to wonder, you know.
They probably grew it in there or whatever, yeah.
Right, right.
Yes, Jim calls it the Helen Keller method of working by feel like that. I'm more of the Stevie Wonder, because my head, so unfortunately this is not a visual medium, but I'm moving my head around. I'm like, I'm trying to look with like the corner of my eye and stuff like that. But yeah, Helen Keller would work too.
I wondered about you too. I wonder, like, what happens when you see all those ones and zeros flying by? You know, that's all you see is like the data stream.
Yeah.
10001, and you're like trying to get those under control, but
trying to figure out, well, who's saying what to who at any given time or you try to catch the glitch, you know.
Right.
What I mean, like we saw with that car in the parking lot there that time.
Oh, with the Escalade.
Right. You know that, you know, you gotta sit there, or I find that taking snapshots and playing them back is the thing.
There you go.
Sit down, and, you know, now they have certain scan tool companies. They have utilities where you could just like upload it from the scanner into a PC.
Right.
You could sit there with a cup of coffee and watch the lines go by and say, "Oh, there's a glitch," you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Because let's face it, we as human beings, especially as older human beings, don't catch stuff quite as fast as
it's hard to see that data transfer go by. It's it happens fast.
No, for sure. And of course, like I said, the computers in the cars are much faster than we are. Well, that's like when you touch that one wire to ground that you're not supposed to, and all the smoke gets let out. And I remember when somebody said, "Boy, that electricity sure does move fast."
Yeah. I was watching, I think it was, what is it? It's the show on, Velocity now, which is now Motor Trend, Hot Rod Garage. And the one guy, he's a mobile tech. He was doing some wiring. They were doing a Le Mans. It was Le Mans, it's a Le Mans, had Le Mans fenders on it, a 65 convertible, but it had a GTO badge in the grill, Le Mans emblems on the fender with Le Mans grills, and it had a GTO pull bar. So I don't know what it was. If it was a goat that they put Le Mans fenders on, or who knows? It doesn't matter.
They failed the cloning process.
Yeah, they put an LS in it. So he was doing the wiring of the dash.
What else is new?
I know. And he was playing with the wires and said, "Gee, which one of these lets the smoke out?" And I said, "Yeah."
Letting the smoke out is always very high on our list of things not to do.
Exactly. I've been driving. I since I had a few days off, I took the liberty of driving my Pontiac around since I could get it out.
Right.
And the other day I was out with it. It was actually on Thanksgiving. And the problem is now, you know, people, everybody likes to see an old car on the road. And you know, guys, you'll see, they'll pace you. They'll right. pace you like at your quarter panel. Like, I'm like, please don't stay there. It's like my blind spot. Like,
seriously.
I kind of know you're there, but, you know, if I got to move fast, I don't want you to be there.
Or they do the circle. You know, they'll come up behind you, right. then they'll come up on one side, then they'll get in front of you, then they'll come down, you know, let you pass on the other right. side.
Get a yeah. drone.
Yeah, exactly.
but the other day, there was an Escalade that was kind of pacing me. I was like, either the president's following me or I don't know. Mm. But this guy, you know, it was actually a woman. I think her husband was in the passenger seat. And when they got next to me, they were like motioning and like trying to get my attention. So I'm looking at her, you know, through my passenger window. I'm like, I don't have power windows, lady. You know, it's like, and I can't reach over and,
right,
you
yeah,
know, it's
no,
like,
right.
sorry. Yeah. Love to talk to you, but yes, circle yeah. around.
Do you know sign language?
Yeah, yeah. Come around the other side. Yeah, I guess they think, hey, everybody's just going to hit the button and bruh, the window's going to
yeah,
go down.
I know. People, you know, I own a couple cars with crank windows, and people are just like, what are these?
Yeah.
I now, know, but I love them because they don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about, like, dead batteries yeah. and stuff like that.
And I'll tell you the truth. Truthfully, thinking, you know, with this car of mine, I was thinking, wow, you know, we all get so used to just driving our everyday pedestrian cars that have all of those amenities, power seats, power windows, you know, and all that
yeah.
stuff. It's like, wow, am I really going to miss that? And I tell you, like I told Steve Linden a few weeks ago when he was in, when I get in the car, I just automatically go back to that reset. It's almost like the data block is just transferring
right, yeah,
in my
you just
head.
Shift modes, yes.
And it's like, no, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, because that's how we learned. And
exactly.
I've said, like, that's sometimes my frustratingly slow driving style, you know, to the younger people that I know, is because, hey, listen, I used to turn the wheel a half a block away from when I wanted the car to actually turn.
Telegraph.
And
it.
Two blocks away from when you wanted to actually stop, because
absolutely.
Cars didn't do that back then.
Yeah.
You know, because now it's pretty much, you think it and bang, you know.
I was at... But I'm wearing the advertisement today. I see Infinity Records. I
yes.
was at Joe's shop yesterday buying some vinyl like I always like to do. And when I was leaving, Joe came out the back door. My car was in the back, and I kind of turned to talk to him. I realized, wow, I said to him, this car is longer than I thought it was. It's kind of hard to make a tight turn. We'll get back to that. But first, let's go push this. We'll go to the phones and go to the fun and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Joe. It's the Bronc. How you
Yo,
guys doing today?
What's up, Bronc?
Good.
Everything new and exciting, right? Happy Thanksgiving. Give
you
the
too.
Bird to everybody out there. Take a couple. They're free.
Absolutely.
Oh, that gotcha. I did that out here. They had no idea what I was talking about.
Really?
Of course.
They had to explain it, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, it's a different
me,
linguistics.
The visual explanation. That I understood.
There you go.
Of
give me
course.
Old, give me old Bronc cheer.
Yeah, there it is. 1, 2, 3. You know, it's funny. You're talking about these cars. They're having a conversation about these new cars. And I came up with the realization, and you probably agree with this, is that now we have to make smarter cars because we've got stupider people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right? So
I think
you get
the bar's
a car,
lower.
A lane avoidance, what is that? Automatic braking system, backup cameras. They do everything in the car for you, self-driving, auto-driving, all that garbage going on now, because these people are too lazy and too stupid to turn their head around because they got too much cellulite hanging off their cheeks, and these are the teenagers that they can't turn their head. What's a mirror, okay?
Yeah,
press
right.
a button, and everything is done for them.
Yeah.
And you're right.
There's
the old cars, we drove the old cars, and nowadays these cars drive us.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, let's face it. You know, I don't know if it's stupidity as much as distractedness. It's
yeah.
like people are,
yeah.
you know, people have other things on their mind or whatever. And you know what? There's sometimes, I have a backup camera in the wife's car, and it's pretty cool to not have to crank my head around and, like, you know, go find the masseuse after that. You know,
it
after,
is, yeah.
Backing up the driveway, you know what I mean? No, and I don't like the automatic braking. No, that, to me, I mean, I would think a warning, like a buzzer, like, yo, stupid, hit the brakes, would be much...
apropos.
Would be much more apropos, but...
Wouldn't it be more apropos if you're paying attention to what the hell is going on around you?
yeah, but, you know, sometimes it's, you know... I would say, like, in certain weather conditions or something like that, you know, like radar is cool, you know?
Well, it has its purpose. I agree with you there.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we were growing up, all right, back in the east, you get the snow, the ice, you get different conditions, dig yourself out, and very, very few accidents we saw. Mm-hmm. Now, every time you turn around, there's a car smashed, a car smashed, a car smashed. And it's always one driving into another, or they're too busy on a cell phone, drinking their coffee, talking to the people in the back seat while they're looking at them.
Right.
And like I said, it goes back to paying attention. You're supposed to drive your car. If you want to drink your coffee, drink your coffee. But don't do it while you're driving your car. They just had this ad, my wife was telling me. She said, oh, this is another stupid thing. Make your own coffee while you're driving, and it's a plug-in coffee cup where you add the coffee, and you brew coffee while you're driving your car.
Wow.
I want that
would probably be good for some place like you, where, you know, the next coffee place is like 300 miles, you know what I mean? But, you know, in New York, we don't need that.
No, where I am now, it's like Long Island. It's Mini Mall and AH's driving all over the place, these California morons.
I want the cookie oven in the glove box if I'm going to have the coffee pot, you know? I want to bake my own chocolate chips as I'm driving.
How about a little serving tray that you could sit it on so it doesn't spill?
How about a butler?
Yeah, there you go.
That's it.
Or, yeah, the butler will do it.
The robot butler there can tell you, hey, stupid, hit the brakes.
Right.
I you're right. I think, though, that if you don't lean on technology too much, some of this stuff is really good, because there are times, you know, certain cars. Yeah, you ever been like in a newer Camaro, Bronc?
No.
Okay. It's like sitting in a pillbox. Mm. I mean, you know, like you got these like four slits around, you know, for windows, and you can't see.
It's like being on Mount Sarabachi in Korea. It's like it's a little.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got the mirrors. I mean, the last car like that I drove, you know, for a test drive for the inspection, and pretty much, you know, my eyes were on the mirrors a lot, but. You know, something like that, blind spot warning, bring it on. Definitely, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's, you know, and we drove cars with blind spots. Remember the old 65s with the fastbacks, like the Chargers, the Marlins, all that? You had serious blind spots out of those cars.
Some of them, and the Mustangs. Right? But I'll tell you, though, now that I'm driving my Pontiac, I get in that and I say, oh, my God, I'm like in a fishbowl. Yeah. I can see everything.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right.
A lot of visibility.
And they were designed that way, even with the wraparound windshields, where there was no corner post to block your 50s, vision, to block things out. Now, with all the airbags, everything else in there, it's all structural and very little glass. That's what I like about the new cars, like Joe said.
Yeah.
You know, you can't see out of these things. And then with the cameras, as you mentioned before, they have a purpose, but cameras give you two dimension, and it doesn't give you a full context of speed. Like an idiot friend of mine, it was backing up in a parking lot with the backup camera before they had, you know, stop, 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 beep, 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 all that stuff.
Right.
He backed into the pole.
Yeah.
You know, because you only have two dimension, not three dimension.
Well, and that's only going to get worse. It's only going to continue. It's not getting better. So the people who are coming up now, drivers, new drivers, that's what they're going to know as they're go back. You know, and we're just the dinosaurs. But we have to extinct ourselves out of here, Bronc. We have to take a break because we have Carl Anthony giving us a call from Automoblog, so we got to be here
great.
For him.
I just want to touch base. I haven't talked to you.
Yeah.
And I'll catch up to you somewhere along the line.
All right,
you guys
cool.
have a great week. Take
you
care.
Too.
And pay attention to where you're going.
Will
you
know? Do.
Go get where you're going, not where you came from.
Go get them I'll kids off your lawn now.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
So long. All right, Joe. We're gonna take a break here. And pretty as you please, we're going to get back into some music, and then we'll talk to Mr. Carl Anthony, and we will be back in a few on 90.3 WHPC.
This program is brought to you by Oliveri and Schwartz, PC, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys, with offices located throughout the New York metro area, including Garden City. More information about the legal services they offer is available by calling toll-free at 800-427-9546 or online at oliveriandschwartz.com. This show is brought to you by Forest Hill Stadium, who welcomes Weird Al Yankovic, a rock and comedy symphonic experience, featuring the Queen Symphony Orchestra on Saturday, July 20th, 2019. More information can be found at foresthillstadium.com.
Hey, you in the car. Yeah, you. You're a fan of the music of Sly Stone. I know you are. No reason to hide it. You've probably been looking for a radio program that highlights his music. Well, then look no further. Let me introduce myself. I am DJ Solero. That's soul followed by air and an O. Solero. Well, never mind about that. Back to what we're both here to talk about. The Sly Stone Show features the music of Sly through the various artists who have covered and sampled his music, and I'll be playing some of the original music that helped impact a generation. Come on, I know you're looking for some feel-good music, so just keep your radio right here for the Sly Stone Show. And you might want to think about cleaning up your car before we start. This thing is nasty. Oh, back to what's important. It's the Sly Stone Show, now at a brand new time, live, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Coming up at 12 o'clock today, Sunday, Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, talking about cars. And like I said, you don't have to know anything about cars to enjoy the show. People watch cooking shows, don't know how to cook. People watch those home repair shows, they don't know how to fix anything. So Motormouth Radio is the same thing. Think about it that way.
All right, we're back. Joe's bending those strings on Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive radio talk show. Ray Guarino, Joe D.
I now have a drop D and I didn't want one.
Yeah, Cry of Love is providing our songs this week, which is great. Some cool, funky, jazzy, riffy, cool stuff.
Yeah.
And we are back. So
something to bang heads with. You know,
absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah.
This definitely deserves to go into the CD player or the MP3 player or the iPod or whatever you plug into your car.
If you go on Spotify, look up Motormouth Radio. We have a Spotify channel. You can hear the songs we play on the show on Spotify.
Really?
Yes, you can. But let's go to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motormouths.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Joe. Hey, it's Carl.
Hey, Carl. How are you?
What's up, man?
Mr. Carl Anthony from Automoblog.net. It's good to speak with you again.
What's going on?
Hey, guys, good to talk with you, too, and happy belated Thanksgiving to the both of you and to all the listeners out there in Motormouth Radio land.
Much appreciated.
Right.
How was your turkey day? Good?
You know, it was awesome.
Good.
And I got to tell you this, guys, to our last gentleman caller, I went to Sioux Falls for Thanksgiving. My mom and my brother live out there, so it's about an 800-mile drive from Detroit, you know.
Okay.
And so I took off Tuesday afternoon here in Detroit, and so that puts me through Chicago right around rush hour traffic. And so,
man.
Yeah, oh, definitely. So, I don't know if you guys have ever driven through the Chicago Metro on Interstate 294 as you're going through there, but yeah. Chicago on their tollways, through the Illinois tollway, they have these oasis things along the way. And you pull off to the side and you can get gas and get something to eat, but they're...
Feed your camel.
They're, yeah, right. They're an overpass is what they are. So you actually stand inside of them, and you look down at Interstate 294. So you're actually standing over Interstate 294 when you're in these oases, like Belvedere Oasis, and the one I always stop at is the Hinsdale Oasis. And you can Google pictures of this. It's just you're standing inside this massive overpass, and you look down on the traffic. And guys, I got to tell you, you know, it's 6:30 at night when it's dark out, and you stand inside that Hinsdale Oasis and you're looking down at the traffic of all the city of Chicago, just bumper to bumper, lights everywhere, 18-wheelers driving underneath the oasis and literally shaking the entire structure.
That's Hillside Avenue about 4 o'clock.
Right.
Okay.
And then you're looking at all those lights, the entire city of Chicago, and you're going, okay, we're going to automate all this by 2025?
Wait a second. Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so to the last gentleman caller, you know, if he's still listening now, he makes a lot of good points. And that's what I was thinking Tuesday night. And I was thinking of you guys because we always talk about this. And I thought, you know, how do you automate all that traffic, you know, at rush hour in Chicago? And I'm thinking, you've got vehicles of all different sizes. You've got nighttime, you've got wintertime, so the weather's not great. You've got 18-wheelers, you know, and then we're told that, oh, yep, by 2025, I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, I got to tell you something, Carl. That's why, you know, on automobileblog.net, you guys cover all of that type of topicality, which is fantastic. I was explaining it to the guys in the record store yesterday. They were like, you know, they said, hey, who's going to be on the show? I said, oh, Carl Anthony, automobileblog.net. Yeah, who? I'm like, check it out. Check out the website. It's very informative. It covers all the stuff that, you know, you guys do the opposite of what we do. We're kind of on that grassroots, on the street level, and you guys cover the global level, which
right.
is great.
Right. The big picture.
Yeah. And I said, and so I was educating the guys in the record store, but you recently did a piece about when the best time is to buy a car.
Yeah. Right.
Tell us about that, because people ask us that, and we wonder that too. Like, is there really a better time than not?
Yeah, no, excellent question. And really, generally speaking, the best time is near the end of the year for the simple fact that rebates get better as the year goes on. So if you're shopping for a new vehicle, it's better to buy in October, November, December than it is in January and February. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that starts for new vehicles right around the summer. So you'll see a lot of summer promotions that builds in the fall, and then that continues to build in the wintertime. So as long as you don't mind having a vehicle that's a year older, or even a prime, like the last year before a new model redesign, if you don't mind shopping a leftover 2018 right now and you don't have to have a 2019, you'll save money. The only trick of it is that as you wait more later in the year, the selection isn't as great. So sometimes it's like, hey, you know, yeah, we've got killer rebates and a killer deal on these last two trucks, but you want the red one or the blue one, that's all we got, you know.
Right.
Luckily, it'll be the red one or the blue one and not some, like, puke green or some other putrid color. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know, one of my favorite colors to hate these days, I think Jeep is using it, and someone else, it's that putty color. It just looks like DAP putty. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so boring.
And I've heard someone say, oh, I love that color. So, you know, to each their own. Yeah, I know. I mean, it does, you know, it's just flat gray.
Obviously, the rods and cones in their eyes are not functional. It's just like a cartoon color.
That's from a guy who's driving a car that's gray because it's primered.
Yeah.
But at least I know it's primers.
Seriously.
Oh, it really shines in the sunlight in the summer when I get it all polished
up.
Yeah, seriously. At the garage, we have a guy who's a used car salesman, you know, used car guy. You know, he flips cars. And he had this pretty cute little Ford Focus?
A Focus, yeah.
Yeah, something with an F. But it was like that putrid metallic green. Car ran great, low miles, clean as a whistle, because I shouldn't have bought this thing. How am I going to sell this thing? Yeah. Anybody with eyes ain't going to want to buy this thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, did you get a really good deal on it? He goes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, too bad Earl Schreib ain't around no more.
Yeah, just keep it till its life is done and forget about resale. Just, you know, just use it up and get rid of it. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, so,
Carl, what's your car of choice? What do you drive, you know, your own car? What's in your stable?
I have a 2016 Fiat 500X.
Right.
Little small SUV, tremendous gas mileage. I mean, like 39, 40 miles per gallon on the highway.
Nice.
Way above what the window sticker says.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting. It's the vehicle's built on a Jeep Renegade chassis, which is nice for living in Michigan. Our roads really get beat up with wintertime, so you got a lot of potholes and things like that. And then there's a 9-speed automatic in it, which is really nice. And then the engine that I have, I've got the multi-air engine, the Tiger Shark engine, which is actually built down the road at Trenton Assembly.
Oh,
so
cool.
You got a Jeep Renegade chassis. You've got the engine from Trenton Assembly there. You know, but those little Fiats, that little 500X is underrated. I got a tremendous deal on it 2 years ago, and I've been driving it ever since. I love the little thing.
Right,
you know, absolutely love it. I mean, I've got my dream cars, of course, you know, but for the everyday stuff, it gets it done. Gets the job done.
Nice. Yeah, you need something with, you know, all-weather capability and yeah, gas mileage is great. Won't send you to the poorhouse, neither.
I do remember talking about this with you. As soon as you said it, I had a head-slapping moment, because I remember you talked about the car in the past. But because I'll say the same thing I said last time. I want to adapt the front disc brakes off of a newer Fiat onto my earlier Fiat to try and give it an upgrade with factory parts. And I don't know if it can be done or not, but
Yeah. Your spider, you have an older 124 spider, don't you?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Smiles per mile. Yeah. That's a great little cruiser. I love driving a car. You know, it is a lot of fun.
It's a lot, yeah. Sure is. Top down, go for a blast. Yeah. Definitely cool.
Yeah. But
right.
Yeah. So
and those go ahead, Ray. What were you going
to
say?
No, I was going to go back to the... you're in the middle of a thought. I was going to go back to the car buying thing. So finish your thought first.
Oh, I was just going to say those little roadsters like that, they just feel fast and they're just fun. You know what I mean? Like even the new 124 Spider, like the 0-60 time on it's not anything to write home about it. But because you're low to the ground, you just feel like you're flying. You just feel like you're moving 100 miles an hour, even when you're not. There's so much fun to drive.
It's like dragging a creeper behind. I'm doing Mach 2.
Yeah, I'd like to drive one of those new ones. They intrigue me because I read about them. It's a great platform. I like what they did.
But, they're so much fun.
Yeah.
They're so much fun.
Yeah, I got to do that. I see that we have a local Jeep dealer that's following us now on Instagram, so that's...
Really?
Maybe I should... And we had him on the show. We had him on the show a number of years ago. It's probably about 3-4 years ago, so...
Yeah, it was pre-me.
Yeah, so we should maybe revisit that. I don't know. But, a lot of fun. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, I noticed in the ad that in the copy from the article, it said Black Friday is a great day for pre-owned vehicle shoppers, according to the study.
It is.
Right? Now, you mentioned iccars.com, which is an entity I hadn't heard of before.
Yep.
But they talk about, when to get a best deal, and a deal is defined as saving at least 5%.
Correct.
So I didn't, I was wondering what the margin was on that, but I said, okay.
Yeah. And iccars, they do a lot of analytical data. So they'll put out stuff like, which luxury cars have the best resale values, which SUVs have the best resale values. And then they'll even go by brand. So they're like, which Toyota SUVs in the last 5 years have the best resale value. And they get it down. Their data is really good. This study, the latest available data on this stuff is actually from last year. So, that data that came out last year, that was stacked over the course of 1 to 5 year old cars. So if that data holds true from last year, then yes, if you're shopping a pre-owned vehicle, then this is a good time of year. So if you're looking for a 2012, 2013, 14, and so on. The interesting thing about the data that they did at IC Cars is that Memorial Day and July 4th, even though you see a boatload of advertisements around on TV, that the data really doesn't shake out that you get a better deal on those days. So it's interesting that, this time of year, there's probably really Black Friday deals based on the data for you, or holiday deals for used cars based on the data. But when it comes to the July 4th and Memorial Day sales, that's just largely not true,
Got it.
Conversely, though, for this time of year, and one of the things like the Auto Trader data shows, is that just because it's Black Friday and just because it's the end of the year for new cars doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be discounted. That you have to take into consideration that some of it might just be a dog and pony show. So not necessarily every car is going to be on sale.
Oh, a car dealer? Yeah. Oh, that never happens.
Come on. Well, I tell you what, Cole, we want to keep you on through our break.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back and, maybe we're going to talk about how to get baked in a Ford. I think we'll include you in this discussion.
In a Ford.
Yeah, it's a little piece I found off the interweb this week. But
let's do it.
Hang with us. We're going to take another break here on Motor Mouth Radio. Joe, fire up the tube. I see you got the Ampeg over there because I know you got a bass riff coming up.
Right.
Joe, Carl, you're going to love this. Joe has limbered up his fingers. He's going to do us a nice little bad thing here on the bass. And we will be back in a few minutes. Keep it where you got it on Motor Mouth Radio.
that's like crazy loud music. What are you listening to?
The best music on the radio. Come on, this is the Iron Age.
The what age?
The Iron Age, the show that brings you various types of heavy metal music from all over the spectrum.
Really? I've never heard of it. How do you know so much about it?
I'm the host.
Wait, if you're the host, how are you driving this car and on the radio at the same time?
Come on, don't ask so many questions. The Iron Age with me, Justin Sullivan, delivers the best variety of heavy metal music that you could ever ask for. Only on the Iron Age will you find music as ridiculously heavy as Meshuggah and Oceano, along with chill and relaxing tunes like Tool and Deftones.
Well, that sounds cool and all, but I think I'm just gonna listen to something else.
Ooh, I think that's gonna be a problem. I think you're gonna have to find another ride then.
What?
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. Right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Please stay tuned for Motormouth Radio on Sundays at 12 noon, every Sunday, exclusively on WHPC. Join the Motormouths, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Features, information, guest interviews, tech tips, and all your call-in questions on all topics relating to automobiles. And these guys know their stuff. In case you haven't heard this show, not only is it very informative, it is hilarious at times. A lot of call-ins and a lot of crazy people calling in with problems with their cars. And, okay, Joe and Ray offering their expert opinion on these things and doing it in a somewhat comical fashion.
Alright, that was our good friend Steve Kay giving us a nice little promo there on Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show.
Kudos.
And we are back, Ray Guarino, Joe D, and Mr. Carl Anthony in the queue. How's your go? Carl, you still with us?
Yeah, still with you guys. Good to be here.
Excellent, thank you. Yes, where did we leave off? We left off, I want to do a piece. I read this, I think it was on Motor. The thing was, when was the last time you got baked in a
Getting
Ford?
Baked, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get a load of this. Ford has filed a patent application for an odor removal process that rids their cars of the new car smell.
Oh, there'd be no Seinfeld episode. Oh, the new car smell. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right?
Carl, I don't know if you've heard of that, if that's passed
no.
by your plate. Okay.
Yes. Well, a lot of people don't like
thing?
It.
It is. And
in, like,
okay.
China.
Right. Why, you ask? Well, because China, who's the leader in new car purchases, they don't like that smell. They've
no
done
way.
Market research over and over again, and they don't like it. So they, you know, being a leader, they don't want to have to pay for it. So anyway, it's the top industry complaint in that market, nearly double the problem rate of problem number two, which was excessive gas mileage. So to them,
right.
that smell is more offensive than bad gas mileage, you know, in China.
Wow.
Have you ever walked through the back door of one of them takeout places and you could say that?
Yeah, right? So Ford's answer is they have this proprietary thing that they're not telling, they're filing for a patent. They park the car in the sun and it gets moved around and they'll run it. They'll run the car with the windows partially open and there's dedicated software and sensors that monitor everything and they're not saying what they do, obviously, because then somebody else could do it. And then it'll rid that car of that smell and then they can export.
I could think of so many things right now.
You know, Carl, I was just going to say, you know, back in the day, our cars smelled like 90 weight, VP, or Cam 2.
Right.
And we were usually baked long after the hot sun went down anyway. So,
right.
you know, none of that mattered. But, yeah.
Coors, Jack Daniels.
The other thing is, yeah, Taco Bell, right?
Mm.
It just
right.
goes to show how important the Chinese market is where new car sales are concerned.
Well, yeah, if it wasn't for China, there'd be no Buick.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And there might be a Pontiac.
Well, then that's just it. You know, people, I mean, you know, why did, you know, people ask us all the time, they're like, you know, and this is what we heard from GM reps, you know, why Buick? You know, why Buick? You know, why not keep Pontiac? And GM's response to us as auto journalists and industry folks was, look, you know, we sell more Buicks in China in 1 month than we do Pontiacs all year in the U.S. And that was it. I mean, that ended story, end of discussion. You know, so it's, that is unbelievable. The new car smell, like, First, I look at that and I go, what a time to be alive. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, we actually have technology that can do this. I mean, you know, like we can't cure the common cold, but we can take the new car smell out of a sedan. But
yeah, or want to. Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's the whole, yeah. That's
that
the
was
thing.
Half I mean, the thing about getting a brand new car. Oh, that smell. Yeah.
You know, to this day, my daughter will get in my Impala and say, wow, Dad, it smells like leather in here. I'm like, yeah, it is leather, you know, because the car doesn't get used, so it doesn't get abused, so it still smells like leather. And sure. And that's such a cool thing, you know?
So, yeah, well, I guess it's you can smell your money doing something for you. It's like, yeah, right. I paid $25,000 for that smell.
Right. Well, of course, they in the article, they talked about how it's not only leather that does that, but it's the plastics and there's VOCs that are emitted. And,
right.
And now that's what Ford is doing. Maybe it's an ionization process. I don't know, but they're going to eliminate. I think that's just amazing. I think I have something for our memorable moments that maybe we knew something about the automotive field that you guys didn't. We just
I had no idea. Never heard of that.
Okay. It was just last week I saw it. Yeah,
I've heard of the typical, you know, ionizing to get rid of cigarette smoke and stuff like that, but new car smell.
At the shop I worked, there was we had a 66 Biscayne in there, which it sat for a little. It's a rat. But one day, you know, Mike, I saw he got an extension cord and he had it running into the window of the car and he closed it. He says, don't open that door for a half hour. I'm like, what are you doing? And he has this ionization box that he puts in the car and he says, it's I think there's like a bleach effect or something. So he says, after a half hour, 40 minutes, the car is going to be smell free. He goes, but you don't want to go in there while it's happening because it's...
Well, you become ionized.
I guess, yeah.
And so, you might end up on like, you know, in engineering or the bridge. Or,
right.
Right. Or just spontaneously.
That's energized. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 1,000 little pieces. So, yeah, it's something to pass.
You know, I'm trying to piece this together, like, as to why. And one thought, and I don't know if this is true or not, but if you look at the new car smell in the United States, you know, part of that new car smell is very psychological, as to say, I made it, you know, I've, you know, got my goal, I bought my dream car. We see a lot of this with truck buyers, particularly with Chevy and Ford and Ram trucks. You might see a younger guy on a farm, you know, who says, you know, I've got an old Chevy work truck, but man, you know, when I get my High Country or I get my LTZZ71 someday, to sit in that leather and to smell that leather, that smell, and Joe, you would hit the nail on the head, you know, that idea that hearing a certain song or hearing, you know, or a certain smell will take me back to a certain memory in time.
Yep.
And so I think in the United States, there is this feeling of that new car smell, that is a goal crossed off of my bucket list. I am successful enough to afford a new vehicle. And so in the U.S., it may be more of a psychological thing, where in another country, it's an annoyance, you know, because, you know, and yes, China has a rising middle class, and that's the whole reason why Lincoln and Acura and Audi and Buick and all those cars are selling like hotcakes over there, and SUVs too. In fact, I mean, Ford is even taking the Raptor over to China.
Wow.
So, I mean, the demand for trucks and SUVs over there is through the roof, but they might look at it differently than we do, you know, and I don't know, but I think that may be more of a psychological thing. To us, it represents success, and to another culture in another area, it may represent annoyance.
Yeah.
Maybe it smells like the factory they were working in to make the money to get the car.
Yeah, maybe if we could have like a wonton smell or, you know, some kind of like rice, I don't know, maybe something that they would find appealing, I don't know.
That just occurred to me. They might have been like stuck in a factory and they smell all those industrial...
Right.
Because that's actually all industrial stuff, you know, like, you know, VOCs and
what I used to hang out
plastics and whatnot.
Well, my buddy Gerard was here. I used to hang out with him at the tire place he worked. They ended up having the shop as part of their warehouse. They conglomerated the two. So you were in this shop, but it was also the warehouse that had hundreds, maybe 1,000 tires in it. And in the summer, hot rubber. After a while, you're like, oh, my God, this smells terrible. I just want to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, yeah. Carl, we're gonna wrap in a couple of minutes. What you got any thoughts, anything you want to get out there or push or plug? Now's the time.
You know, the only thing is that we just we appreciate everybody who reads the site at automoblog.net. We are, you know, we're always available. You know, contact us if you have questions. You know, if you're buying a new car or a used car and you have some questions or maybe something doesn't feel right, you can follow us on Twitter at automoblog or automoblog.net. We're just thankful for you guys, Ray and Joe, and
thanks,
for all of our readers out there. And we just like to play in our own little corner in the sandbox in the automotive universe, and we're thankful that you and our many readers have allowed us to do that.
Well, that's, you know, we're in the little kitty litter box in the side of the room. You guys, we look at you as the beach, so that's
yeah, seriously.
You got a bigger litter box than we do. That's why we like to meld them once in a while, because it cleans ours up. You know, makes it
absolutely. Honestly, I've been looking forward to this all week. I said, after Thanksgiving, you know, and I'm always seeing car stuff that, you know, I'm like, oh, Joe would love that. You know, I always see Camaros and GM stuff, and I'm like, oh, that's Joe to a T.
Right.
You know, and then I think I got to remember what I saw, so next time I call in, I can tell him. And I always forget.
This week was the cars that got away.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Carl, you know, if you during a week, if you find something, hey, just drop us a line or call the show. You don't have to be invited to call. I mean, we do this a little more formally, but if you want to call just with a thought on a Sunday, feel free, man. That's what the show is for.
Yeah.
I might take you up on that, and it might be a better opportunity for me to say hi to Al Handy, who tags us.
Good old
I always
Jeep
laugh. If Al, if you're listening, your last post was hilarious.
Yeah. Al is great. He's good stuff. And and if you take a picture of your Fiat, put it up to hashtag MMR cars.
That's right. You guys got that going. I'll do that today.
Okay, very cool.
I'll do that today. Carl. Hey, guys, always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Same on this end, sir.
All right, Carl. Pleasure talking to you. We'll catch you soon.
Take care.
Yep, sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. So long. Bye-bye.
Always great to talk to him.
Yeah, Mr. Carl Anthony. Joe, we're going to take our last break. I need you to limber up your fingers again.
Yeah,
and I see you've already lit the peace pipe, which is good. So we got the title down, and while you got the bass humming, let's do some of this. We'll be back in a minute or so here on Motor Mouth Radio after we take this quick break, and we'll do some business. 90.3 WHPC.
Have you seen DJ Solero?
No, why?
Well, he was supposed to be here right now to tell everyone about his show, The Rare Groove Session, but I can't find him anywhere.
I'll look for him. Maybe he got something to eat.
Food? He went to get food? I mean, who can eat at a time like this?
Relax. I'm sure everyone can figure out when they can listen to the most incredible music from the 60s and 70s that they may not have heard before.
But what if they can't? What if they never figure out when The Rare Groove Session is on? What happens then, huh? I don't want to live in a world where no one knows about The Rare Groove Session.
Hey guys, ready to tell everyone about RGS?
DJ Solero, where the f*** have you been?
I was getting something to eat.
How can you eat at a time like this?
What are you talking about?
Don't mind her. Go ahead and tell everybody when to listen.
Okay, whatever. So if you're looking for some mind-blowing music, check out The Rare Groove Session. Now at a brand new time, late Friday nights or early Saturday mornings, depending on how you look at it, starting at 1 a.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
all hit music.
For all those songs radio has forgotten about, join me, Big Ed, Mondays from 10 a.m. till noon for the Good Gold Show. We'll bring back all the great hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and more. The sounds of doo-wop to disco, all the Motown, soul, and great rock and roll. We'll even take your requests and dedications to the Good Gold Show.
Music.
On the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, and streaming on the iHeartRadio app.
This is Dennis Pitzenberger from Sticker Shock, and if you're not listening to Motormouth Radio, boy, you are lost in the smoke of the burnout. Make sure to tune in each and every week, because these guys are exactly what you want to hear. Real car guys, real talk, every single weekend.
Thank you, Dennis Pitzenberger, for that nice little promo. Joe, you're doing very
way
well today.
Too kind, yeah.
The fingers are certainly limber.
Yes.
I don't know who your lead guy is, but he's pretty good, too.
A lot of cracking going on here, but that's okay. We'll just stick him in warm water later. That's all right.
Right. Oh, yeah. Back on Motormouth Radio, I wanted to mention, Joe, you just said how good that article was from Carl Anthony that we were talking about.
Yes.
About how to buy a used car. And you're
very useful information.
Absolutely right. Let me see if I have the
always
light
wanted
up
to be like in one of those commercials where like I brought a car home, put a big ribbon on it.
You know, yeah.
Like, Merry Christmas, dear. And my wife would be like, what are you, stupid?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but how am I supposed to drive with that ribbon? I can't see a damn thing. Okay, right. I'll take it off.
Well, all you have to do is go to automoblog.net, which is your source for all
yes
things automotive like that.
That's under, yeah.
And just look for best time to buy a car. It's right. It should be one of the top ones because it's current.
Yeah, they, so yeah, it's one of the newer things. There's all kinds of stuff going on in there, you know. Engineering type stuff, you know, I won't call it political, but you know, like ruminations on the car culture, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised Carl wasn't up, hadn't heard about that thing with China, but hey, you know, it's I don't even know where I saw it. I didn't make a
where I saw that someplace, and I was like,
yeah,
that's interesting, but it's like, look. You don't want to smell it? Open the friggin' windows.
Here it is. Okay, I found it. It
how
was,
many times did you get a new car? Nobody, don't keep the door open. I want to keep the smelling.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like, okay, anybody who got Taco Bell in the last 3 hours, do not come in the car.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we as Americans,
oh,
we
yeah,
want to preserve our natural resource of new car smell.
Actually, it looks like it says freep.com/story/money. It was one of the money sites, I think. It was something that popped up. I think it might have been like an MSN site or something that popped up, and
right,
I followed the link. I'm not 100%
sure. You know
what?
It might have been LinkedIn, now that I think about it.
Okay.
That I saw it. Oh, you know what we forgot to talk about?
Talk.
The Copo e-Camaro.
I know. Yes. I know that was another big topic, and we will. Yeah, and I don't have that article in front of me, so I can't even you know,
that's all right. We're flashing anyway.
So let's do this. We'll go back to the phone and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, Motor Mouths. Good afternoon. It's Tom from Massapequa.
Hey, Tom. What's going on, bro?
Hey, I'm having a great day. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. I'm enjoying the show today.
Yeah, we're trying. Thanks,
man. I really respect the show. The diversity of guests you have is incredible. So thank you for putting that together.
Which is a really nice way of saying, we're all over the place!
right.
But thank you.
Yeah.
I have a music comment just to add. There's a guy named Ed Ryan from Long Island that sings. If no one's heard of him, they should check him out. He's fantastic.
Ed Ryan.
I saw Petty Rumors last night.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I got to tell you, my chiropractor is a big music guy, and Ed Ryan, I think, comes into the office. I think I've probably even met him once or twice, and he does a lot of good stuff. He is one fantastic musician, yes.
He really is, and you could see him for free, and he plays at 6 o'clock sometimes in places.
Yeah, which is good.
I paid $10 to see him. He's worth it. I'm telling you, if Your audience needs to know about it. I just learned about them. So I wanted to share that to the audience.
Thank
you. Appreciate it. See, cars, music, we got it all. No problem.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. All right, the other thing is I'm about 30 minutes into this test drive. A lot of stop and go, rights and lefts, accelerate. it seems like my situation might be solved on my Escalade.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing the test drive now. I would have called you earlier, but I didn't want to interrupt Carl before he called you. We've changed the front wheel speed sensor, and I cannot get it to happen. It seems like it's all taken care of.
Okay.
That's a win-win-win.
See, look at that. That was, see, you stopped. You came by at the right time. The clock was, I'm right twice a day, like a broken clock. Right.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And I'd like to share with your audience that, not only did you guys help me, which I appreciate, but the other thing is we changed the wheel sensor about 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
So I don't know what caused it to go bad again, but it did.
Parts.
Was no indicator of it except for that condition. So I just thought I'd share that.
Tom, parts, sometimes they fail. The factory part a lot of times lasts a long time, and then aftermarket parts don't last as long. And sometimes the aftermarket stuff does last a good long time. It's
a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Those trucks had a lot of bearing issues.
Think of the weight. Yeah,
a lot of it has to do with the weight, by all means. And, when you have a crappy design or a deficient design that you can only do so much with, whether you're an aftermarket company that's going to, try to make your own version or the original equipment, all you can do is that if it's done, and, I've done most of those trucks, it tends to be the right side. Unusually.
Really?
Because, that's the side that hits the curb.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
Now, that's considered
a pattern failure, correct?
Yeah, not exactly. Yeah, it's pretty much a pattern failure because that is the genesis of a lot of the ABS issues on those vehicles,
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I think the right side because of the curb. Maybe that's the pothole you don't see, stuff like that. But, they take a pounding.
Wow.
I mentioned that one that time. The guy only had the problem as he was coming down that corkscrew off ramp
by the Verrazano.
By the Verrazano there.
Right.
So, it all has to do with the conditions there. Maybe if they made that bearing a little beefier or a little less exposed to the elements, it might last a little longer, but hey.
Yeah. So, Tom, you had said your son did the repair, correct? He changed the part?
Yes, he changed the part. He did, Joe, I apologize. I don't think he did that other intermediate test that you suggested he did.
With the AC voltage?
Yeah, I don't think he did that.
Okay.
He bought the parts. I think they were like $60 or something. And he just did it this morning. And I'm out driving it. And it seems fine.
That's cool.
He picked a good day.
Can you elaborate, though, Joe, on why we should have done that other thing, that other test first? I'd be curious to know.
Well, okay. Remember we were talking about how it's all about equality and that the signals stay the same between the wheels. All right,
yeah.
I just went through this on a Trailblazer, the smaller chassis, and what that turned out being that kind of unwanted activation ended up being a poor connector the signal would come and go because doing it the way I said, you plug straight into the bearing, nothing's moving around. You spin it, it either puts out the right signal or it doesn't. You know what I mean? In which case, then it's either off the hook or it's on the hook, So, and the thing is, too, is that I have to look at stuff because when people call me in, they want a conclusive answer. I mean, I could turn around and say, it's probably the sensor based on what I see, but they want to know. So I have
got
to come.
It.
I
got
have
it.
To come up with at least two or three ways. I'm guilty until proven innocent, basically.
Got it. No, I understand. And one of the other things, I'll just elaborate if it helps anybody, because you mentioned it. We replaced this part 2 or 3 years ago, similar. I think he replaced the whole hubs on the front.
Could be.
Right.
Yeah.
That includes the sensor. Right.
Most of the time, they do on those. Yes.
Yeah. So what happened was 2 or 3 years ago when we had. We did have a ABS light on, and its condition wasn't as pronounced at the time, but it had a similar condition, but it was really the ABS light that drove us.
Right.
This time, we didn't have it, and that's why we did both fronts then, okay?
Right.
And this time, we didn't have the ABS light, so I just wanted to share that in case it helps anybody.
Sure, yeah, because it all depends on what the computer sees and what it does with that information,
as far as
that goes. Yes.
One question I had, and it's just when you and I, and this is not a joke, I'm serious. when you and I did the driver's seat diagnostics, right?
Right, yeah.
We did that, and again, I swear it's not a joke. We always did it counterclockwise.
Right.
Should we have done it clockwise as well?
Theoretically, yes. I think that was just a matter of the way that the... I felt it the one way, and I says, well, okay, this seems to piss it off, so let's keep pissing it off. I mean, a lot of times I do take, you know, go around the parking lot all different ways, but we did do it the opposite way once
you
or
did,
twice.
Yes. Tom, I'll tell you what, we got to do the opposite way. We're going to have to turn the opposite way and go, because we're at the end of our show.
Bolt, yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much for the help and support. It's
not a problem. Appreciate the follow-up. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tom. Thanks a lot. All right. That was great, Tom. We love helping the listeners, and that was a great one. We got to do the diagnostics. And if I know Bob from Rockville Center, he won't be able to call now to crack a beer. I know it's too late. But, Bob, if you are listening, get in touch with us, motormouthradio@ncc.edu. Send me an email, because Al had sent me some information about restoring the Jeep that Bob was
interested
in doing.
Oh, yeah. We were having that little chat, too, amongst the other subjects there.
Yes. I have an email from Al on that.
It's like
I'd
one
like
of those
get,
after shows.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I'd like to get the info over to Bob, but I didn't have his contact, so I know he has mine. So if you're listening, do that. Joe, we're going to get out of here.
Yeah, it's time to boogie.
Kim's out here. We're going to play her in absentia today, but we will be back next week. Maybe we're a guest. Maybe we're not.
Yeah, you never know what's going to fall out of the cloud, as you put it.
You never know is right. So we'll...
Who's going to come knocking on our door?
Right. So with that, we're going to pack up our bags, get the heck out of here, and make way for Thunder Road. And we'll see you next week, right?
That's it. On WHPC.
90.3.
There you go.
WHPC.
Take care.
Right.